I sound like I have a cold. I do not.
But you're so well rested. I guess I just haven't heard you like that.
Yes. All right. Well, it's because New Year's Eve is meaningless. I was on an airplane.
Oh, stop it.
It is meaningless. Everybody.
Not for everybody.
Well, I mean, in terms of meaningless, I mean by being meaningless, it is, it's just overdone. It's overcooked. The good news is that we have a new year.
Yeah.
And so a couple of different things here as we solicit from you your feelings. Today is one of those half-baked
it's a holiday.
Nah, it's not a
You know why it's a holiday?
Why is it a holiday?
Because there's a parade.
Ah, that's right. Why didn't we have a parade yesterday on the real day? But they don't work on Sunday? Oh, that's such foolishness.
It's for religious reasons.
Ah, baloney. Yeah, maybe it may be for religious, but what? What religion? First of all, Sunday. You don't give me. You know, you push that button, Jennifer. You do this all the time, purposely.
I didn't mean to do it. I was just telling you why they didn't have a parade.
Is, the reason that Sunday for Christians and Saturday for Jews and Friday for Aramaics and Thursday for people that believe in Timbuktu and Tuesday for it isn't. It's arbitrary, and because we. Somebody, I don't even know who picked Sunday? 800-510-8255. The Blue Laws, remember them? You couldn't do business on Sunday, and finally people woke up and said, well, it's not everybody's day.
Right.
It's a just, Sunday is just another day. People, when I was a kid, it's the Lord's Day. What do you mean it's the Lord's Day? What does it got to do with the Lord? On 6 days, God made earth and
well,
seventh
because on
day,
the
rested.
Seventh day, he rested.
Yeah, okay. Which day was the seventh day?
We don't know, but we're
but
in
how
our
do you know
calendar.
You didn't start on Saturday and finish on Friday, or never start know. On. It's just it's all it is symbolic, and it just doesn't work. It's really yeah okay. So as much as we stuck ourselves into reverse on Friday, that is talking about 2011. And then I said, okay, Monday, that'll be the
yeah,
New Year's
I wrote
Day.
It down. Big that's, news in 2012. That's what I wrote
what's
down.
What's the going to be? But I want to know what you liked about last year. We've spent all this time talking about who died, our jobs were terrible, we didn't make any money, we all went broke. What did you like about last year? 800-510-8255. Honestly, not
okay.
Some simple, snide, sordid thing. But what did you really like about
I liked
last
for
year?
The most part that my family stayed healthy.
Yes.
And I liked that on Friday I found out late that I refinanced my house. That's really good.
I found out late Friday you refinanced your house too.
No, you didn't know yet because I didn't know yet. I thought I was trying to.
Oh, I thought they, that was when like they coaxed more money out of you. I thought
no, that was like
I went to
all
see
dependent
Jennifer
on
Friday
things.
Afternoon.
It was like. Keep giving us money and maybe.
Yeah, okay. That's a scam.
So, yeah, so that was exciting.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Those are the two big ones, I think.
Okay. So I want to know, Richie's off today. Michael's there. Michael, do I even dare ask you this? Michael is not exactly what you call Mr. Ho-Ho-Ho, Mr. Jolly Bolly.
but he's very smart.
He is, and he's a very good person. So what did you like best about 2011, Michael?
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot. Actually, I got to go home for Christmas for the first time in 5 years.
Okay, so there you go.
That was good.
Try that. 800-510-8255.
That was what Michael's family liked least about 2011. No.
I went to see, excuse me, the girl with the...
Oh, I saw it, too.
Tattoo?
The dragon tattoo, yes.
Yeah. I thought it was
a little
quite
dark,
cool.
No?
Yeah, it is, oh, yeah, it's very dark. Yeah, it's dark.
Not quite a New Year's Eve movie, I learned, but it, it was good. It was yeah, just, oof.
Yeah, yeah, it is, it's, I didn't think I was going to like it, but I had an opportunity to walk out of one door into another, and you know how I love
got to take those opportunities.
So I did. I saw actually Mission Impossible, which was
great.
Exactly what you expect, what you want, what you desire, and what you
but
feel
better.
You got. It delivered. Delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good.
And didn't you think Jeremy Renner was good in that movie, his sidekick?
It was okay.
I thought he was pretty good, because he usually plays more dramatic roles, less action, and so I was impressed. Yeah. I thought it was
good. The money's in the action.
Yes.
Go where the money is. Why do you think Daniel Craig does these movies like The Woman with the Tattoo, Yeah. The dragon tattoo, and then he does James Bond. That's there's money there.
Money in the action.
Yep. 800-510-8255. John's calling a good day from northern Minnesota. First of all, let me be the first, maybe not the first person, but the first person on the air to wish you a very happy new year. 2012 will be great for you, John. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah, the harder I work, the better it gets.
Okay, happy so what is you wanted to talk about Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. Sunday was changed about 400 years after the Messiah.
Yeah.
It was changed by the Romans, Constantine.
Yeah.
Because the Romans and the Greeks and a lot of the pagan religions were worshiping on Sunday instead of the biblical.
What a shock. The early Christians took pagan holidays. I'm shocked to hear that. My
They were forced. The armies and that.
I'm being facetious because the early Christians stole everything from the pagans so they could claim it to be their own.
They weren't even called Christians until Antioch.
Yeah.
And there was a derogatory statement they gave it to them.
Yeah. Right.
They were called believers in they were believing the same day as this biblical one.
Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Is that the phrase in the Bible? Something like that, what I remember. All right, John. Thanks for that explanation. Another John. This one's in Evansville. Hi, John. Number two.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
All right. So you have something that you liked about 2011. What was it?
What I liked was several of my coworkers were hired on permanent from there were temps, and they actually got hired on permanent.
Really?
So
that was the best thing that... You like just one of the things you liked about the year.
Right.
Well, that's one of the things, yeah.
Yeah, you like these people because...
Well, one, they're friends of mine, and they work really hard and trying hard to take care of their families, and they were fortunate enough to be able to be a permanent hires.
Yeah. What kind of business is it?
It's automobile manufacturing.
What, big time? You're making parts for cars?
Actually building the cars themselves.
So is there a plant in Evansville?
Yes, sir. Well, it's just north of Evansville, Princeton, Indiana.
And what kind of cars?
Minivans and SUVs.
For what company?
Toyota.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't want to say that.
Well, I didn't know if I was allowed to or what have you.
Of course you are.
Yeah, why not?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you know. Oh, yeah. And the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah.
Have you seen the original?
No,
but I heard that this one was actually a little better than the original.
My daughter likes the original one better, but that's all personal preference, I guess.
Sure. When was the original made?
Late 80s, I think.
Really?
It's on Netflix, so she watches that all the time.
Oh, so there's another one. See, I've heard there was one that they made in Sweden last year, which was just released about a year ago. So
what do you mean? Uh-huh. This one was made in Sweden.
Well, no, it's in Swedish.
Oh.
Sometimes different actors.
There's a whole series of them. Dragon Tattoo, Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest, et cetera.
All right, I want to know, at the end, is that $2 billion that the bad guy stole, is she keeping it? Is that money hers?
She keeps it, yes.
So she's worth $2 billion at the end of the movie.
And in the sequel, in the next one, they get back together again.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. So they become crime fighters.
Correct.
As it were.
Something like that, yeah.
That's something to look forward to. All right, John, you're a good man. Thank you. Happy New Year again. Appreciate the call. 800-510-8255. One of the things that I liked best about 2011, some of the commercials, some of the sponsorships, the things that people really like and identify, and I can always tell by reaction that people have. They'll send me, I love this, I didn't like that. You said something, it wasn't true. Oh, you said that, and it was true. You know, those things. So the fact that we brought to the surface the fountain of youth for our listeners, fountain of youth in the new year, maybe this is a New Year's resolution for you. You want to take 10 years off of your looks. You have those fine lines and deep wrinkles. Listen to what David Pollack, a beauty expert, has created. He came up with a big breakthrough this past year. It's called Fountain of Youth. It's a clinically proven technology. Dr. Ken loves these clinically proven technologies. Increasing your skin hydration by 90% is job one, and reducing wrinkles on your face is job two, even though the other way around is what you'd prefer. But in this, in terms, you have to put the stuff on first.
You have the only way to work.
Yeah, right. You put it on first, then you see the results.
Yes.
And the first bottle is free. That's the deal. Go online to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day. It's America's number one anti-aging molecular serum. Organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day. It's all set for you to get a free bottle. You'll pay a little shipping and handling, but as you use it, it's greaseless, it's tasteless. I know that's what this program is. It's greaseless, greaseless, and doesn't have any odor. You'll love it. The Fountain of Youth Serum. Skin-firming peptides, younger-looking skin. Check it out. Take a picture as you get started. Keep taking the pictures. You'll see for yourself. The website gives a lot of detail to the product, and you use Good Day, you'll get that free bottle. The OrganicAttitude.com website, radio code Good Day.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist Bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
All right, I'm becoming very rich. Jennifer sent me a moolah card from California. I don't know how to tell. 800-510-8255. Somebody tell me how the somebody from California tell me how the moolah tickets work.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Aromatical.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray, you wouldn't mind if we use this as a theme to the Good Day program, would you?
You are a genius, Doug. It is perfect for your show.
It is.
The song is about those moments that you cherish, and I know that you guys entertain people every single day and lift people up, and that's what the song Good Day is about, and it was released 3 or 4 weeks ago to radio, and it is spreading like Hellman's mayonnaise.
It's a great day.
I don't know who the two guys were that won, but I think it was President Obama and Timothy Geithner. Okay, I know it wasn't them. In fact, you see what the two winners did with the prize money? They bought lotto tickets. That doesn't seem like the right.
Well, there is a move in Detroit to start a city-only lottery to help raise funds. You can only play if you live in Detroit. And, of course, people in Detroit are very excited about this. If they win, it's their one shot of getting out of Detroit. You know.
So Jennifer got me a California moolah. And, of course, it means something to me because it's about cows. Moolah. Matter of fact, at the store, I have a store on my dairy farm here in Framingham. I'm back on the East Coast this week. And there is, we had moolah money. I gave away money. It's an incentive for people to buy more stuff. That's what it is. In this case, the lottery requires that you have two matching numbers or $10 in the $10 spot. Guess what, Jennifer?
What?
You
won.
Bought me a bookmark.
Oh, it was the last one, too. Darn it.
Oh, well. It's, you know what? It's the thought that counts.
I was just, you know, perusing a local 7-Eleven and saw that and thought of you.
Perfect. It's 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Goodbye, 2011. What did you like best about it? Really, what did you like about 2011? And we'll keep that as sort of a thread through the program. Speaking of 11, there is a move in some of our bigger cities. There was a movie that sort of made me think, I'm trying to remember what the movie was, where, and it may have been the some of the scenes from the Tattoo movie, where in Sweden and elsewhere, actually there's a place in New York now, a condominium in Chelsea where they're rebuilding the it's down below the Chrysler Building, Empire State Building, but it's a new area down not very far from zero, ground zero. Mm-hmm. And they're building these new buildings with parking out in front of, this is a visualization requirement, folks. Imagine a pretty, this is a 24-story building. Guy bought a house. He bought a unit in this new glass building for $7 million. With it comes a garage that cost him $800,000. There's an elevator
Wow.
that moves your car up to the 11th floor and your car is parked in a garage that has a view of the city.
Oh.
So
well,
your,
that's nice
car
for your car, isn't it?
Is parked outside the, this in this case it's a 2400 foot condominium, and he brings his car into this elevator. The elevator brings the car up to his floor. He drives off into his garage and goes into his house on the 11th floor, parking right out front. Can you imagine? There's a visualization that is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. We wouldn't do it in the Los Angeles area, but it's a very clever idea if you've got a lot of money. And, of course, all those people that ripped us off through the banks all these years, they get lots of dough.
They do.
Why not?
Mark can have a view. Why not?
Yeah. All right, here's the 2020 history quiz. Everybody ready?
Mm.
Put on your thinking caps.
Ready.
For a swell prize. Tell us what President Nixon did on this date in 1974 that has to do with saving oil.
1974.
It was one of the last things that he did, in fact. 800-510-8255. He did something specifically aimed at conserving oil. What was it? 800-510-8255 for the prize, 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Gift cards aren't the most imaginative gift, but this year skip the iTunes and the Starbucks cards and give your loved ones something they can really use. American Airlines, for example, lets you purchase gift cards from $50 to $1,500 online that can then be mailed or emailed. United Airlines not only offers gift cards from $25 to $10,000, but it also lets you set up a gift registry where you can deposit money into a travel bank. This money can then be used to pay for any ticket to anywhere in the world. And if you want to put money towards accommodations, the Four Seasons, Marriott, and other hotel chains all offer gift cards that are redeemable for anything from a spa treatment to the penthouse suite with no blackout dates. Last and not least, there's an online tool called MyTab. It uses PayPal so that you can actually deposit money specifically for a particular trip. If you're traveling with a group, you can all put funds into the same account, and others can also help you out. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orticillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. The question at the moment, history quiz question at 800-510-8255. Well, you can answer this. I suppose we could put it on Facebook, too, Jennifer.
Okay.
Whatever you'd like to do there. You're in charge of that. So
right now, we have a lovely picture of Charlotte up there, by the way.
Yeah, with sunglasses on.
Yes. She's very cool.
She's becoming a California girl. She stayed behind.
Exactly.
And so the delightful Marie, who has the Possum Pet Patrol, is taking care of Charlotte. And she, because she can't go with the... Brendan has a two-room apartment, and he's got two dogs now because Tony's old dog is living with him and Frank. Otherwise, Charlotte would be fine. But could you imagine in two
three
rooms?
Three dogs in a two-bedroom?
And they, especially the way those guys would rip around. I had Frankie with me last week. He had that operation, fixed his tooth and stuff. He looks silly. We actually get
he's
a picture
a good
of
boy,
him.
Though.
Oh, he's
just,
wonderful.
He makes Charlotte look petite. It's the cutest thing ever.
I brought them to see Jennifer on Friday afternoon, and Charlotte walks underneath Frankie.
Yeah.
But he's still very much in charge. At any rate, so see Charlotte in sunglasses at Facebook. And you can also take a stab at this question if you want, the 2020 News Quiz. If you're new to the program, what we do is often, most hours, I'll ask a question around 20 past the hour, and you have till 20 before the hour to answer it, and buzz us at 800-510-8255. So this is an historic, this started January 1st, 1974. The President of the United States was Richard Milhouse Nixon. He signed a bill requiring something that helped us conserve oil. What was it? 800-510-8255. Not an idea that was popular, nor it actually was proven, the science behind it was proven to be faulty. And so it went away, what, 10, 12 years later, I think? I'm not sure. All right, so what was the bill? What was required of you as of this day in 1974 to conserve oil supplies? 800-510-8255. And now, Michael, you may have your way with us.
'Cause the old year is gone, and with it, so are you.
There we go. I love that.
Flying, and I'll be crying, 'cause you're not here with me.
Happy New Year!
Get out the door.
All right, so we're talking about what you liked about last year as a preparation for this year. Trends in America 2012. You want to know what is going on? We have all of these homes. We have all of these foreclosures. We have all of these homes that are empty here, there, and everywhere. And in many areas, especially if they're suburban or moderately rural, there are, at the moment, about 1.2 million homes, 1.2 million homes that are vacant than are normal in good times. So normally there are about 1.4 million, and there are almost twice that many homes that have been abandoned, foreclosures, that sort of thing. So what's happening in many parts, Detroit is a good example, in a neighborhood where there were four homes on the same street vacant, this sort of became the vanguard. The homes became pot plantations. And that is, I don't know whether you're going to think this is a good trend or a bad trend.
Depends on who you are.
Right, exactly. So they're making these, and the police aren't paying much attention. Apparently somebody is, because this is a story that I saw in the Wall Street Journal last week. And some of the people also, depending on the community, are using these empty homes for the Occupy movement headquarters. People just move. They're not moving into the homes. They're just using the exterior as an example of how people who, you know, one of their deals is to proclaim America is getting screwed by big business, big corporate America.
Right.
And we had, Brendan and Megan and I had breakfast on Saturday morning, and we were sort of talking about this. And Brendan says, you know, Dad, I don't know why you pay any attention to this. It doesn't get any different. It hasn't been any different in your life, has it? There's always war and people trying to steal things from other people, right? And I said, yeah. And he said, if you look back over history, Megan's sitting there approvingly smiling.
It's true. It's biblical. Yeah.
It's all, forever. We've been fighting and nothing changes. Except the people who get rich off of other killing other people. And I thought that as I watched, I went to four movies this weekend. War Horse, I saw War Horse and Sherlock Holmes on Saturday. No, is it Saturday? No, Friday. Sherlock Holmes and War Horse on Friday. And then Saturday I saw Mission Impossible and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And as I was sitting there watching War Horse, which, by the way, is another wonderful movie. Wonderful movie. I was thinking about, as they, you know, at war, First World War, how, my God, how do these, there's so much killing and the honor that is attached to killing and the money that's all. I mean, part of the theme of Sherlock Holmes, if you've seen that, is the war machine and how people make money on the war machine. And just, it is forever going on. So Brendan says to me, Dad, I don't pay any attention to it anymore because nothing I can do about it. Well, you know what? He thinks I get frustrated because I talk about it on the air. I think
it's your therapy.
That we aim. Well, but I aim for the world to be better. Even if it won't, he takes a cynical point of view. I don't. I want to think that we're sooner or later going to get smart enough to realize that we're all being had. We're all being used in a pawn scheme. And it is basically a Ponzi scheme. You don't have to put any money into it. You just put your, well, you do, you put your tax dollars into it, so that all these people like Raytheon and General Dynamics and the big war monger, big war machines, they're big lobbyists. Let's start another war. And that's what it is. So anyway, I thought that in terms of where we are now, what's going on, it'd be kind of fun to spend a moment or two imagining what your neighborhood would look like with four or five empty homes if somebody moved in and decided to create a marijuana patch, because that's what's happening. Potent symbols of where America is right now. It's not in a great place. 800-510-8255. All right, let's see here. We'll take a trip to Kingman, Arizona, where Aaron is listening to us. Hi, Aaron. Happy New Year.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing well.
And what are you on your way to do, or what's going on with you at this very moment in your life?
I'm delivering newspapers.
Yeah, what's what paper are you delivering?
Good headline today.
The Kingman Daily Miner.
The Kingman Daily Miner.
That's a good one.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if I can put an ad in that to sell my 700 acres of land down the road in Yucca. Think it would work? People
sure,
in,
you could.
In Kingman would want to. Do you know Tim Nutt in Kingman?
Tim Nutt. No, I don't believe I do.
All right, well,
he's a real nut.
Real
by
estate.
The way.
He's a real nut.
No, actually, he's a real estate guy. All right, so what's the headline? Read us the headline from the Kingman paper.
The Kingman paper. The headline says...
He doesn't read her own paper.
Rathbone sheriff in 70s dies.
Oh.
Oh.
Too bad. Sorry.
Bad.
He fell in charged with... Boy 15 accused of owning gun used in Russian roulette death.
Uh-oh.
Don't have to suck here.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not have any more of that.
It's not real happy.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. That's right.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's what we didn't like about 2011, and probably that won't change much either. All right. So
well,
what was
it does?
Yeah. What happened in 1974 in the state that was aimed at conserving fuel?
I believe the interstate highway speed limits were dropped to 55 miles an hour.
The bill required all states, every state, to lower the maximum speed to 55, supposedly to conserve gasoline supplies. There was an remember the embargo? I don't know if you're around there. There was an embargo imposed by the Arabs against us, and that was the precursor to Gerald Ford and also to Jimmy Carter losing the election, because supposedly the reason that Ford lost is because he pardoned Nixon. I think there were other things that were underlying that. The reality was that we had a really bad time. You think we have a bad time with the Arabs now? We had a really bad time then, and we were way too dependent. That was right after our pals Cheney and you realize this. Cheney and Rumsfeld have had dramatic influence. Two guys that have probably we all talk about the presidents and we study them and yada yada yada. There isn't anybody, I don't think, in my perspective, who's had more of an impact, and it all was negative, for the most
part,
than Cheney and Rumsfeld. Because they were around in the 70s. They encouraged, well, anyway, you know the story. I don't get off on it. But it just, our relationship with the Middle East was predicated by these two guys. And it was for 30, 40, 50 years.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, what are you paying for gas there, Aaron, as you drive around delivering those papers?
I paid $3.19 a gallon this morning.
$3.19. It got to I think I paid $3.53 was the cheapest I paid last week in California.
That's pretty good.
But going across the country, I think I told you it was $2.90 something or other.
Wow.
In a number of the states across through the Midwest. But what does that do to the formula for your making money as you deliver the papers?
It's hard.
Yeah.
It really puts a crunch on it when it goes up.
I would think it would.
But then we got us being glad when it goes down to $3.19 a gallon instead of still being upset about it.
Right.
But thank goodness it's not $3.60 or $3.80.
Well, that's the way to look at it. But it ought to be about $1.60 instead of
I agree.
$3.60.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you'll keep that in mind when you decide who you're going to vote for here, there, and in the future. Aaron, thank you. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. Appreciate your calling, and Happy New Year again to you and your family. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast. And healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's the Dev Good Day program at 47 minutes past the hour. Jennifer Horn and I, Richie off today. I don't know what he said. He's going to the movies with his kids or something. He went to the beach.
Movies and cleaning out his house.
Good
Which
for
is
him.
Funny. I'm going to clean my house out today.
Carl's in Willoughby, Ohio. Happy New Year, Carl.
Happy New Year, Mr. Stephan. How are you?
I am
Happy
fine.
New Year.
Thank you very much. What'd you like?
In Lithuanian, we want to say Laimingo Nayu Matu. Happy New Year.
Very nice. And well, I hope that in whatever language, same to you. And many more. What did you like about last year? One thing. Give me one thing you liked about last year.
It is 1 year closer to the removal from office of our liar in chief, Mr. Obama, the interloper, foreign born interloper.
All right, sir. Clint. In Delaware, Delta Junction, is that Alaska or where are you, Clint?
Alaska, yeah.
Where are you?
It's Alaska.
Alaska. Delta Junction, where's that?
Let's see, about 100 miles south of Fairbanks.
Oh, okay. It's a good, strong signal. Are you on the Fairbanks station or are you on the one that's, what's the town that's south of Fairbanks?
Well, there's not a station down here. It is Fairbanks.
It is Fairbanks. Okay. All right, so your best moment of 2011 was?
I don't know. I'm just glad it's over.
You think this is the mood. All right, Clint, thank you. David's in the other end of the world, in Ellen, Florida. What do you like? Think about what you liked for last year.
Good day, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too, David.
You too.
Yes, I think... Probably, the construction economy's hurt pretty badly down here.
Yeah.
And I'm a heavy equipment, heavy truck mechanic for construction industry.
Mm-hmm.
And due to downsizing at a previous company I had, it was pretty much the company was squeezing down possibly to go out of business. So the best thing about 2011 is even in spite of all of that, I was still able to find another job.
Good for you. Working on equipment, doing the same thing?
Yes, it's quite a bit less money and no benefits, but, as long as I can pay my mortgage payment to keep the bank from taking my house. So.
Isn't that amazing?
That's
always
important.
That we look at it that way. All right, Happy New Year, David. Francis, quickly, what did you like about 2011?
I enjoyed our summer here in the Santa Clara Valley. It was very mild.
Mild summer in the Santa Clara Valley. Well, there you go.
True,
that's something to like
California.
As well. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Weather is better. We're having, actually, I'm here on the farm. It was 45 degrees yesterday. I worked outside all day, muddy and rainy. But I guess everybody thinks that's better, a little warmth than to the cold and snow, which is on its way. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
After the hour, the newest part of our lives is the new year, unless you've had a new baby in your life, or maybe you bought a new car over the weekend. What else is new? You're trying some of the new things that you got for Christmas?
Yeah.
All this stuff is cool. There are a lot of things technology-wise that are improving. A lot of people took advantage of some of the bargains that there were after Christmas for technology. One of the things that I find most interesting, when you look at how clueless you'd have thought that people would learn from Netflix this past year. Verizon's not that smart. You heard the story that Verizon planned to charge customers for bill payment. They're going to charge you.
Right.
They're going to have a. They're going
like
to
like $5 for you to pay your bill or something like that.
I think
that.
It was $2.
Oh, $2.
It would have applied
okay.
to not all customers, but some customers. But the customer vitriol, which cascaded across Twitter and onto blogs and petitions all around the web, finally got to the company. They were clearly not expecting it because they're so out of touch with reality. And so Shelley Palmer has the story of Verizon dropping its plans to charge you for your bill payments. That's part of what we'll talk about in just a moment here on Good Day.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Shelley Palmer, and although the holidays have passed, it's still a great time to give back. DonorsChoose.org is an online charity that lets you connect with classrooms in need. Public school teachers post classroom needs, set a goal, and receive funding when that goal is met. There are a huge amount of requests to pick from, ranging from basic needs like pens and paper to equipment for science labs. You can find projects through searching by location, subject, or keyword. You can even sort requests by urgency and make a donation that will ensure a classroom reaches its goal. Donors Choose vets every project before it's submitted, purchases the requested classroom materials with the donated money, and delivers them directly to the school. If you donate, you'll receive photos of the project taking place, letters from students and teachers, and a report of how the money was spent. Make a difference in the classroom today and visit DonorsChoose.org. And visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late.
Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Couple of other technology notes here, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
Google rolling out a feature that helps you find your friends in pictures that are posted to Google.
That's weird.
Yeah. How would this, are they copying Facebook? Is there something like that on Facebook?
There is, but you can't really, I can't search Doug Steffen on Facebook and see where all of your photos are.
You can't.
I'd have to go to your page and look at your friends' pages and things like that, so it's a little harder.
All right.
But with Google, they already have that technology anyway. You can Google yourself all the time.
Now, tell me about storing files in the cloud. There are a lot of people who put music and pictures, and I know we have some of the stuff on our website that we use. We store pictures from the show in the cloud function, right?
The cloud is actually really cool because it used to be that you'd have to load all of your music into iTunes or whatever else you're doing each time. And if your computer went bad, you just lost all of your music if you hadn't backed it up.
So
it did with pictures. With the cloud, it follows you everywhere. You can access it from anywhere. You pull it down from the cloud. The virtual
cloud. So is it
like
Carbonite? It backs up your files, or is it something different than Carbonite?
Kind of like Carbonite. Carbonite does backup, and I would say it's pretty similar, yeah.
How do you back up your stuff at the office, for example?
Well, we have backup servers that hold on to stuff for us at the office, but for personal use, all my pictures are really vulnerable and my music, so I was thinking about investing in the cloud this year.
So it works better than the generator there at the headquarters?
I don't know. Our generator here is pretty darn fancy.
We had a nice walk to the generator room the other day. And the law that has changed as of the beginning of the year, the requirement so that everything on television is the same volume, not loud commercials and regular...
Right.
Yeah,
they're regulating all cable companies and satellite providers to make sure that the commercials and your TV program are all the same level.
Yeah.
So that'll avoid, you know, Macy's, blah, 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 screaming at you after Castle's gone to a break.
Yeah, okay. Have to get back to the regular routine. Castle's on, is it Tuesday night or Monday? I've even forgotten.
Monday. I think it starts back up next week. I can't remember if it's on.
Okay.
I'll check it out, though.
Thank you. 59 passed on Good Day.
Long range.